Peace and all good from Franciscan Media. I'm Father Jim Sabak, and this is the Inbreaking of the Word. Sixth Sunday of Easter. Not many Sundays left. We've made that great turn again, not just from the historical appearances of Jesus and the remembrance of those, the first three Sundays of Easter. We then move into now looking at the impact of the resurrection on our lives and what it should be and how it should be lived out continuously and not just during these 50 days of Easter, with the fourth and the fifth Sundays of Easter, which took a look at what it means to shepherd, you know, God's people, and what it also means then to love this year. Well, on this sixth Sunday of Easter, we now begin to move into anticipation of the Holy Spirit and the fact that Jesus says he's going to send the Holy Spirit and what that then means, you know, for his apostles and for those who will continue to fulfill the mission. Again, it's an important part, you know, again, to remember within all of this is that if we don't have, you know, this whole example of what it means to be a part of this movement that Christ initiates, then what are we supposed to do with it at all? And so, again, Acts of the Apostles begins to talk about, you know, how many wonderful things, you know, the church has been doing as it has continued to grow and as it continues to become what it's meant to become. You know, within that, it's not an easy process. It's not an easy task. And yet, you know, within all of this, you know, there is this great success that happens again and again and again, you know, that allows us to be able to see that even in the most difficult of times, again, the Christian movement was taking root. The Christian movement was becoming something that most people perhaps didn't realize, you know, and didn't expect. And that is part of the wonder and beauty of what Easter constantly tells us, you know, is that we do not let setbacks destroy what the plan is. We do not let setbacks destroy what it is that God can do with us and that what God must do with us if we are going to succeed in fulfilling, again, all the promises and all of the plans, you know, that God created in becoming, you know, one like us and then in suffering out of love for us and then being raised. Because, again, the whole understanding about being raised is that God's ideas are right, that God's ideas work, and they are ideas that deal with love. They are these ideas that deal with care. They are ideas that deal with compassion, with wonder, and with beauty. Those are God's ideas. And if they do not, you know, if they are not taken seriously, if they are not oppressed upon us with all intensity as is possible, well, then basically our whole movement, you know, as believers, our whole understanding of ourselves as believers comes to nothing. Will not succeed. And so this Holy Spirit, again, promised us in today's gospel, again, this gospel that speaks, you know, about that we are not to be left alone, that we are given something that's going to animate us, to give us life, but we need to listen to it. We need to listen to the Spirit speaking because it will speak in ways, you know, that we are not, that we don't understand and that we, you know, perhaps we never understand. That whole idea is something that's never been taken seriously enough, is that basically we've kind of gone our own way and we continue to go our own way. Our own ways, thinking that basically our way is right and that we know what is best. But are we truly listening to the Spirit at work in our lives? Are we truly listening to the power of that Spirit that is at work in our lives? If we don't, then basically we are just spinning in circles. If we don't, then we are not doing the will of God. We are doing our own will. And that is very problematic. That will get us into trouble. And that will cause us to be blind to what it is that God can do and work and accomplish within us. Again, love, 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 love. If we do not remember love, if we do not accept love, if we do not take love seriously, then again, the work of the Spirit falters. The work of the Spirit fails. And then we will fail too. And this movement fails. And this basically, and it doesn't necessarily fail, perhaps, because God will always succeed in the end, but it will take a long, long time for it to be accomplished. Why stand in the way of what God wants to do? Why stand in the way of what God can accomplish? Listen to the Spirit working in our midst, this promised Spirit, again, that's going to allow us now to take on our crucially important role to carry forward what Christ began. It is not just priests and bishops. It is not just the clergy. It is not even sisters and all good religious. It is all of us who dare to be baptized, who dare to say, I do, to believe in something unseen, to believe in something that seems incredibly absurd and ridiculous, to believe in something that promises wonder and beauty in our lives, even in the midst of the pain and the hurt that may be surrounding us. To believe in that, to say, I do to that, is testament to the Spirit at work in our lives, and a Spirit that allows us to see more than we could ever see on our own. A continued blessed Easter season from Franciscan Media. May the Lord, as always, give you his peace.